Hi, my name is Amber Lehman. I am the chef and owner of My Take LLC. I am a professional chef, personal chef. I do small batch catering, teach cooking classes. I pretty much do all things food, and it's what I'm really passionate about. I used to do a lot of cooking with my mom. We actually used to have this thing called Cook Show Friends, and we would pretend like there was a camera, and we would look at the camera, and we would like laugh and joke. And then my grandmothers were very, very instrumental in the process of cooking. My father's mom, I have very early memories of us. Every Sunday, we would go to the Strip District, and they would know her by name. There was like this giant produce bay, and I literally still remember the smell of that bay. And then my grandma Debbie, my mom's side of the family's from Bermuda, and she really taught me the importance of good quality ingredients. And I kind of just went from there. Throughout high school, I did the VOTEC program, and then I started competing, which I loved, and then college hospitality management, and then culinary school. A huge thing that I learned in culinary school, this one chef that I had would walk around and he would look at our discard pile. Like, you can use this, 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 in this way. So really, everything you use down from the skin to the bones when it comes to meat, you should be able to use everything. Perfect example, celery. You know the very leafy grains on top of celery? That is like my number one ingredient in my spaghetti sauce. I will not get celery if it doesn't have those leafy grains. And like I said, I have a very large background, Italian, Portuguese, African-American, but fresh pasta is one of my biggest go-tos right now. One, I can make it with my son, but two, you can get very, very creative. You can put anything on it. I love a good like garbage pasta. That's when on a Sunday, when you have ingredients that you really need to use, you're taking anything out of your refrigerator and you're making it into something beautiful. That's why I love cooking so much. On hand, I always had oregano, sage, parsley, and a lot of people think that parsley is like an empty type of an herb. First of all, there's no empty herb, but parsley really does give you an earthy flavor, and it can really brighten stuff up. I feel like parsley, people think like, oh, it's just something that people garnish on a dish. No, use parsley more. One of the things that I believe is the most underrated is dill. I use dill on so much, and I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, it might get like the pickle flavor or something like that. No, use it on lamb, on chicken, salmon. It is delicious. I truly believe that it's underrated. So the name in general, so I struggled with that for a while, and I'll never forget, I was on FaceTime with my best friend, and we were like writing a bunch of stuff down. So I was like, okay, but I want people to know this is my take on things. The spelling, M-Y-T-A-Q-U-E, that also comes in with critique. That was actually the first job that I ever wanted to do, was be a food critic, until I realized, like, no, I really love being on the other side. That's where, like, the blogging aspect of the name comes into. So it's like critique and my take put together. And I know that it can be confusing for some, but that's really where I wanted to build on my social media, so that people know, like, this is my take on this recipe, but here's the critique from me going to this store, this farmer's market, or going to this restaurant. I always wanted to own my own restaurant, and we can actually thank the pandemic for my take, because I was managing restaurants and different things like that. Then I went on to corporate America for a couple of years. Was not very passionate about that. I would do like cooking on the side. You know, I was everybody's favorite party guest because I always wanted to try new recipes. But I literally just sat down one day and I was like, I think it's time. And because of the pandemic, a lot of people didn't feel comfortable going to restaurants. And, you know, there were so many shutdowns, and I kind of became the opposite. Over the past 2 years, I've gotten really into cooking lessons, and I love doing it. I did it for my son's school last year. I've done birthday parties, adults. So that's really how it happened. But I still am definitely on track with wanting my own brick and mortar space. I feel like when people hear personal chef, they think like, oh my goodness, you have to have a ton of money for that. And I really like to shine light on that too. Every single part of my process is customizable. Everything from the ingredients to the experience. And I like to use this example. So one of my favorite movies is Ratatouille. There is the scene at the end where the food critic takes one bite of that ratatouille and it takes him back to his childhood. That is what I try to provide for the people that I cook for. In general, with the personal chef part of my business, it's really anybody that's looking for an experience. One of my favorite clients, I went to their house and they stayed in the kitchen with me the entire time. I have people that just want the restaurant experience. They just want to sit with their loved one in the dining room or wherever in their house and have somebody serve them, educate them. This is where this came from. I've done every scenario, girls' night, guys' night, bachelorette, just because, like, honestly, if you're looking for a good meal and you want the experience in your home that you do not have to leave and you have leftovers the next day, call me. A lesson that I teach my son, don't yuck my yum. I try and teach my cooking classes with children, adults too. If somebody is having something different than you or something that's out of the ordinary, let them be. And again, this is about creativity, like cooking, the process, the eating, all of it is about creativity. This is a crazy world. A lot of different beliefs, and you know, that's what makes us spin. Food is the single thing that can bring anybody to a table. It doesn't matter who this person is, what they believe in. You're going to share a beautiful meal and a conversation. And that's really what I believe behind food. So ways to find me, I'm on pretty much all branches of social media, all under the same thing, My Take, MyTaQue on Instagram, Facebook, as well as my website. So it's just www.mytake.com.